We all know we live in a politically divided country where almost anything is fair game for snipers on both sides. But science? Shouldn't science be immune from politics? After all, it's called scientific fact for a reason. And yet there are millions of climate deniers, evolution deniers, vaccine deniers out there. Last year, in a speech on climate change, President Obama summed up the war on science this way.
I don't have much patience for anyone who denies that this challenge is real. We don't have time for a meeting of the Flat Earth Society.
Many Americans agree with him, but many other Americans see science as an attack on their values or on their religion or on what they believe to be true. Which brings me to my next guest. I am so excited he's here today. He may just be the man who can end the war on science. At least he's got a better chance than you or I have. He's Neil deGrasse Tyson, an astrophysicist and director of the Hayden Planetarium in New York. And tonight, Fox will be premiering his new series, Cosmos. Can you imagine a primetime network television show all about science? Pretty amazing. Neil, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
I want to talk all about Cosmos in a moment, but I first want to ask you, do you think there is a war on science the way I'm describing? And if so, how do you think we can broker a peace?
Our civilization is built on the innovations of scientists and technologists and engineers who have shaped everything that we so take for granted today. So some of the science deniers or science haters, these are people who are telling that to you while they're on their mobile phone. Okay, they're saying, I don't like science. Science is better. GPS just told us to go left. Yeah, okay. So it's time for people to sort of sit back and reassess what role science has actually played in our lives and learn how to embrace that going forward, because without it, we will just regress back into the cave. You don't talk about the spherical Earth with NASA in it and then say, oh, now let's give equal time to the flat earthers. Plus, science is not there for you to cherry pick. I said this once, and it's gotten a lot of internet play. I said the good thing about science is that it's true whether or not you believe in it. All right, I guess you can decide whether or not believe in it, but that doesn't change the reality of an emergent scientific truth. So, for example, one of the most stunning visuals is the cosmic calendar, where we take the 13.8 billion year history of the universe and lay it onto a football field sized year at a glance calendar. And the value of that is, we all know what a calendar is. We know how far into the year June is, or July. We have a sense of that. So if I say the Big Bang was January 1st, and today is December 31st, when was our galaxy formed, the Milky Way? That was formed on March 15th.